Joining us now is Jim Boyd. Jim's the local coordinator of the Cook County GO Team. The GO Team is conducting a survey about life in Cook County. But before we talk about the survey, can you give a little background about the GO Team?
Sure. It's something over 20 individuals who came together out of concern for the trend lines in the local economy, which are not good, wanting to do something to think about what the future should look like. Kind of started with the same folks who are developing a countywide chamber of commerce, but with a very different mission. The chamber is an ongoing mission to talk about issues. This was to a group of people from all over the county, from every sector, to spend some time thinking about the economy. And I mentioned the trends. For example, 2000 to 2010, our population was flat, but if you look, peel that back, the number of people in my age bracket over 65 went from 12% to 21. That meant we gained a whole lot of older people, and we lost a whole lot of younger people. And as I like to say, that's not a sustainable trend. Between 2000 and 2010, if you factor out government, we lost 8% of our jobs. So we're not doing well. We know that there are a lot of issues to be confronted around making it possible for young people to purchase homes, have good-paying, benefit-paying jobs here, have their kids in school, and be prosperous. We know that. Now, how you break that down into pieces, affordable housing, how do you encourage development of jobs outside of tourism. We love tourism, but we're the most tourism heavily dependent county in the state by far. That's not healthy, all your eggs in one basket, that kind of thing. We also know, though, that anything that we propose, and our purpose is to propose to the county board, to the EDA, maybe the city of Grand Marais, maybe even the townships, a framework of action going forward. But we also know in Cook County that unless you have the public behind you, you're not going anywhere. And that public can be a little fractious. So we started with a survey of about 100 business owners, managers, pretty specifically focused on business kinds of concerns. We've done that. And now we want 500 just regular residents of Cook County to fill out this survey. It's either online, or you can get a hard copy if you're not able to take it online, and you can get those at higher ed, at the county library, at on Brady's service counter, the auditor's office in the county courthouse, or up at the community center. We hope to get 500 by December 15th, and this is basically just asking people to tell us what they think of the economy and where it ought to go.
So do you view the mission of the GO Team as more bringing awareness, or do you want to take specific actions as a committee, as a group?
Both. Look, we're in this for the short term. These are very busy people. We know we can't do all of the things that we might recommend. We haven't settled on a plan of action, but for example, we might recommend that the county take another look at the comprehensive plan, which in terms of the future is a little bit defeatist.
Whose comprehensive plan?
The Cook County comprehensive plan. It's anyone who wants to look at it, it's on the Planning and Zoning website of Cook County Online. It has been suggested that we think about revisiting our zoning law so that we might make it possible for cluster housing to be more possible, so that houses, not, I'm just brainstorming here, these are not actual proposals, but they're examples, so that houses might share a septic system or a well or things like that, and reduce infrastructure costs so that you could build more affordable housing, because we know there isn't any, you know, there's not much rental housing, you know, it's just really, really difficult for young folks to live here.
So part of it would be to give a framework when various agencies or businesses, whatever, are working together. They've got a basic foundation of what to be thinking about, concerns.
Yeah, we would like to We plan to take our recommendations and our action steps to the county board for adoption, to the EDA. And so that does two things. One is if a proposal comes to them, and if they adopt this, if they're on board with it, and they're, by the way, financing the work we're doing, then a proposal comes forward or someone wants to do something, they can ask themselves, how does this mesh with this plan that we... Does this get us further along the road toward that, or doesn't it? And that gives them a framework for making everyday decisions. But it gives them an ability to think about the future and not be always just in the slice that's right here, right today. The other thing is it suggests to them a series of things that they should do. For example, if you're going to be serious about revisiting your zoning ordinances, that's something that the county has to do. If you're going to be serious about redoing your comprehensive plan, that's something that the county board has to do. So there's, you know, so it provides a framework for their day-to-day decisions that causes them to think about the future, but it also suggests to them a series of steps they need to do to make the future a bit more hopeful than it is.
We've been speaking with Jim Boyd. He's the local coordinator of the Cook County GO team. This group is made up of a diverse group of residents working on an economic development plan for Cook County, and the team is asking county residents to take part in a community perception survey. To learn more about the GO team county community perception survey, visit cookcounty.blogspot.com, or you can give Jim a call at 387-3411.